Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 11th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 5.5 cents, 4.28¾. May wheat down 6¾ cents at 5.51¾. And May beans down 5.5 cents at 11.59¼. The meal was up 4.70. The oil was down 158 ticks. May oats were up a dime. Obviously, the reports were bearish out here. The corn carryout came in at 2.122 billion bushels. That was 17 million above what they were looking for. Still down 50 million from last month, but you know, not as low as it should have been. The beans came in at 340, 21 million over the average guess, 25 million over last month. They lowered the corn bean exports again and left the crush unchanged. I don't know how they're doing that. The wheat carryout came in at 698, 25 million above last month and 13 million above what they were looking for. The world stockpiles of corn were lower, but well above the average. Soybeans just 100,000 under last month, well above the average. And the wheat, 258.3, is 300,000 under the average guess, 500,000 under last month. Somehow or another, the USDA left the soybean, Brazil soybean production unchanged at 155 when CONAB came out at 146.5. Corn estimate was left unchanged in Brazil at 124 with CONAB coming in at 111. So I don't know what the USDA is thinking out here, but they did lower the corn in Argentina, 1 million metric tons. They've got it at 55 million. Rosario came out today at 50.5. So again, I don't know where the USDA is getting these numbers. They left the soybeans in Argentina unchanged at 50 million. You know, again, I think it's going to be lower than that. Between the export sales, we opened weak on that. We tried to rally the beans after the report. We got it back to steady and then broke a nickel later in the day. But there's certainly nothing friendly out here. But we didn't close nearly as bad as we could have. I think that's because the funds are already so short. After today, I've got them short. 250,000 corn, 84,000 wheat, 141,000 beans, 34,000 meal, and now short 11,000 oil. But, you know, certainly the market doesn't look good. I don't see really what's going to rally it between now and first notice day. We should see heavy deliveries on the May contract with the May basis contracts out there. Farmers still want an awful lot of corn. I have no idea why the funds would want to cover now unless they see something on the technical side that would shake them in. But fundamentally, I don't see any reason why they would. The weather is pretty good for planting. The weekend's going to be really great in the Midwest, 70 degree plus temps and dry. So we should see crop ratings. We should see the progress on the corn plantings move significantly higher. We should see the wheat crop probably deteriorating a little bit between Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, but the rest of the country might offset that. But there's nothing bullish here, and my guess is we'll try to work lower until we get to the first notice day at the end of the month. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.